own famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is on the air.
And this is Margaret Gray.
Along with Bud Dickman.
That's General Galen Shaw. And me, Robert Leonard. And now here's the man, the myth, the legend, the myth and the legend, the man. All that rolled into one.
You don't want to, don't lay it on too thick, all right?
Phil Henry.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
You're not making an entrance at the Globe Theater, Phil.
What even the Globe Theater?
You're not familiar with the Globe Theater?
Well, they do Shakespeare.
Excuse me, I'll tell him. It's where they do Shakespeare.
Got better now, Mr. Henry said it.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, it's where they do Shakespeare. It's in La Jolla.
What do you mean, La Jolla? What is it again?
They do Shakespeare at the Globe Theater.
It's in La Jolla, California. Yeah, it's down near... Obviously, you...
I know where La Jolla is. You're trying to put me on... Everything doesn't make... Now, all of a sudden, I'm dizzy. I feel nauseous.
What is wrong?
You're telling me Shakespeare in San Diego?
Yes. What is so weird about that?
What's weird about it? Think about it.
There is that. Sort of understand now.
What do you understand? You're trying to tell me that San Diego is not the kind of a place where one would... Boy, what a prejudiced individual. You are a real racist, you know that.
What do you mean I'm... How does that make me a racist?
Because you don't think that the people in San Diego are bright enough to put on a production of Shakespeare. Isn't that right, Phil? Would you agree?
Not really. I mean, I think San Diego is a city that has...
Hold on. I don't want you to take the focus away from me.
That is great. Mr. Henry.
Be quiet, bud, because, you know, I'm in a pretty good mood today. I don't want to hurt you. Oh, God, please don't let me hurt him.
Margaret, what's your point?
My point is this. The city of San Diego is a city filled with nitwits. No.
Yeah, huh? That's what you're going to say, huh?
No, I was thinking of it. I was thinking of Phoenix. The city of...
All right, Margaret, never mind, all right? So you don't think San Diego...
I do think San Diego. That's what's unfair about this. You got me...
What, are you going to ball?
Well, you have me thinking...
No. I'm not asking you.
I'm just telling Margaret, no, we're not indicting you for anything. You are supporting...
Do you mind if I do it?
A minute ago, you were crying. Now what are you doing?
Now what am I doing? Oh, man, wouldn't you like...
Oh, man, she balled her fist up.
Wait a minute.
San Diego, in Margaret's mind, is a city that can support a love of Shakespeare.
That's it exactly.
Well, I'm not saying they can. I just think it's... Well, three guesses. The first two don't count.
Why don't you think they can?
It's a military town. They got a bunch of swabbies down there. Well, I guess not anymore.
Well, they don't have the training center, if that's what you mean, but they still have the Navy down there.
Oh, yeah, they got the Marine, they got the jarheads. Get out of here with Shakespeare.
No, I think that's very unfair, General.
Well, you may think it's... Look at you guys. You ought to hear these people behind the scenes, everybody. Yeah, every people. It's not every people.
Everybody.
Behind the scenes, what?
You're always running San Diego down, saying that you wipe with it. I've heard.
Who's ever said that?
I have never said that.
Who did I hear the other day saying you take the whole city of San Diego and you wipe with it?
You?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, man, you pissed off about something.
Sorry.
Yeah, huh? He was angry about... So what happened down there?
I couldn't get the car... There was a car part they needed from Sandy.
From Sandy?
San Diego.
What do you think of San Diego, General?
It's a great city.
All right. Hey.
But you think of it, Mr. Henry.
Say that again.
But you think of it.
By you think of it?
What do you think of it?
Bud, don't scream at me.
Try to be heard over here and everybody talking too much.
Yeah, everyone's dab, man.
I like San Diego. It's a fine city. It's a great city. What do they call San Diego? They call it the biggest little city in...
They call it the biggest little city. Now, it is very conservative, and a lot of real right-wingers have come out of there, but I'm not blaming the city for that. I don't know what I blame. Yes, I do blame. I don't know what you call it.
Well, it's like a core of assholes.
Yes, there's a core of... How dare you?
All right.
There are a great many of my friends live there, and I love San Diego.
I think San Diego's a great town. Politically, you know, you can't hang a city up for... You know, I like San Diego's a conservative town. I better not say.
You don't like Phoenix.
I didn't say I don't like Phoenix. Phoenix, you know, Phoenix is a very conservative city.
Hey, Henry, you know, you go...
You do that, Phil.
Phoenix is a very conservative city.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, that in and of itself is not a bad thing. But if you combine that with the fact that it's hot as hell there, then you start getting into some, you know, lifestyle issues, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you better stop while you're ahead, Phil, because we have David Hall coming on today, and we have had the complaints, as you know.
Can I do it?
Yes, you can do it if you don't start... What language was that?
It was almost like... It sounded Finnish.
You went kibay. What is kibay?
I said, may I do it?
Yes, you may do it. But people should know, we had complaints. Phil used the F word yesterday.
May I do it? Well, then do it. I'm going to do it as soon as I get done doing something else, man, and that is the traffic, which we have to do here. But then I will do it, yes. Absolutely. Twice on Sunday. Don't worry about it, man. All right, let's go over to the traffic now. We got Bob Bakey and Phil to find out how this thing's looking out there, Bob.
Hey, Phil, right now we got the out on the freeway of the downtown about 5 o'clock this afternoon. If you can take it, and boy, you better take it. I hope you take it, because she took it, and Phil, I said, right, I'm doing a lot of young ladies out there on the 5-town freeway, campaign. So it's going to be about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon for the green, and they'll green light that. Make sure you take that one right straight up the pooter. Let's go to the Sky Boy.
Hey, Mom, we got this out here in Santa Barbara right now. We got one family. We're dealing with a bun on the head, the man bun. Take a bowl of cereal. But you got to drop down there with the Cheerios. And there's a girl there with large breasts. Now, then, here's a large breast there with a Sky Baby.
A Nanner sandwich.
Yeah!
Boy, Sky Baby, sweet hand. Feels good.
Baron von Richthofen Airlines, what a great way to fly. Hi, everyone. I'm Toby Gillis, and I am the owner of Baron von Richthofen Airlines. No, I didn't say Dobie Gillis. I see a lot of you scratching your heads and something else. See, doing these commercials bothers me because I have a lot of money and I want to just get Baron von Richthofen Airlines up in the air, but I've got people telling me, no, you better do the commercial because people are going to think you've got big, large iron crosses on the wings, you use those biplanes, you'll have some, you know, war criminal flying the planes. No, 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 1,000 times no, no. Baron von Richthofen is the name of my son, and we named the airline after our newborn son, Baron von Richthofen. Why did we name him Baron von Richthofen? What kind of a question is that? What a dumb question that is. Baron von Richthofen Airlines, twice daily to Phoenix, once daily to San Francisco, once a week to New Orleans, once every so often to New York, once a year to Japan. Baron von Richthofen Airlines, I do hope you'll give us a try. It's very comfortable. We fly about 500 feet off the ground, so we don't have to use all the FAA rules and regulations, things like that. I think you'll really enjoy it. Baron von Richthofen Airlines, call Baron von Richthofen.
Fly!
Das is good!
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me? M-I-C-K-I-E. Yep, there I go again. Are you like me? You have a difficult time spelling because you may have some learning disabilities, you may have some dyslexia, or maybe you're just, well, stupid. Hi, everybody. Gleason Pardue here, and I know you love my television show, The Gleason Pardue Chronicles, but now I want to talk to you about something more serious. Not being able to spell, read, or write. You know, it's funny. I've made it this far in life, and yet I can't spell, I can't read, I can't write. I cannot read or write the English language. So, you wind up sounding like this. Who's the leader of the band that's made for you and me? M-K-E-O-S-U. See, I blow it every time. I recommend heartily Max von Sydow's Reading Schools, named after the great Swedish actor. He didn't really lend his name to the project. As a matter of fact, I don't think he even knows that the school exists, although he probably did sign away the rights to his name on some obscure piece of paper, maybe a cocktail napkin late at night, and now we're using it. Max von Sydow Reading Schools. No matter what your age, your need, or your income level, Max von Sydow Reading Schools can help you read and write for the first time in your life. Who's the leader of the band that's made for you and me? K-O-E-M-E-Q. Boy, it's embarrassing. I hope you'll take my advice and enroll at the Max von Sydow Reading School. See, I can't there. Why would you use cue cards when I can't read?
Oh, I thought you'd already gone to the school.
No, I haven't. That's my payment. It's the tuition of the school.
I see.
Max von Sydow Reading School. Don't miss out.
World famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We got, David G. Hall. We also have Mark Hinshaw coming up later to comment on the Clemson-Alabama game last night.
Very interesting game. Very good game. And, I'm not a college football fan, as you know.
Well, a lot of people are, Phil.
I know that.
A lot of people are college football fans because they went to college. And Mark, and I'm not putting you down for that, Mark Hinshaw is a graduate of the University of Alabama. Very big Alabama Roll Tide fan.
Hey, what's up? You were saying, why they call it Roll Tide?
I don't know. Does anybody know?
What?
Do you know why it's called, Roll Tide or the Tide?
Yeah, it's the tide of the, the ocean tide.
Well, and that may be it, but they use as their insignia an elephant.
What are you talking about?
I just saw it on the tube.
She's right. I mean, Margaret's right, excuse me.
I don't like being referred to as she. It's as if I'm just... It's as if I'm leaning against a wall waiting for someone to come up and feel it up.
Oh, God! Oh, don't... Margaret.
Well, that's what it makes me feel like.
God!
Oh, don't make a big deal out of it, bud, and I'm gonna come over there and end what you think you is. What you think you are.
What I think I is. Will you knock it off, both of you, please? Excuse me. So, we're gonna have,
Oh, you were talking about the insignia.
I don't know. An elephant?
I saw that a few minutes ago.
I don't know. I don't know. It's called Roll Tide, man, so,
What about the dishwasher? No, it's not the dishwasher.
I thought about that, too.
The dishwashing?
No, the detergent.
That's right, man. They named their football team after a dishwashing detergent. You cats are really sad.
Well, Phil...
Oh, you're super sad. Roll Tide is just the tide of events, the tide of time, the tide of mankind's progress, whatever that is. Okay? Maybe we can look it up. Maybe we can go to Wikipedia. You know.
Go Wikipedia.
I know I'm being a jackball. All right, let's get David G. Hall in here before I lose my mind. David, of course, as you know, is our vice president of syndication. We haven't had David on this show in a long damn time, but we're going to put him on tonight because of the complaints we've had. Hi, David.
Well, you know, maybe I ought to be on the show a little bit more often, Phil, because what we've got now is complaints. Your use of the F word now is overboard.
I'm talking about last night's show.
I'm talking about yesterday's show. Where Phil said to one of the guests, this guy Hinderhouse.
Well, Craig's a friend of mine, David.
I don't care if he's a friend of you. You told the guy, F you, Phil.
Yes, I did. The man was disturbing me.
He may have been disturbing you. It's got nothing to do with you sitting there and saying F. And I can't give the real effect here unless I'm able to say it. I can't say it. I'm the vice president of syndication, so I can hire Bud Dickman, maybe. He would be appropriate, right? Hold on. I'm asking. Hold on. What do you think?
I'll do.
All right. So you're going to do it.
Yeah. All right.
Rory's going to do it, Phil, my executive assistant.
He's going to do what?
He's going to use the F word so that people know what we're talking about, so it's the full effect.
Why don't you just say the, you know, F you?
That doesn't have the effect. I want people to know what happened on these airwaves yesterday. Go ahead, Rory.
And then he said, fuck you.
Did you hear that, Phil?
Is that Rory Schwinn?
Yeah.
Boy, what happened to him?
What do you mean, what happened to him?
Well, he doesn't...
That is my assistant, a young man that I am bringing up, and I'm grooming for executive... Oh, my God.
All right, David, we're not familiar with Rory. He sounds as if he might have...
He sounds as if... Rory, are you listening to this?
Fuck you!
Don't do it.
All right, well, I won't sit still for that.
Don't do that, Rory.
Hey.
All right, he's hearing everything you're saying.
All right, well, sorry, Rory, we're sorry, buddy. So you may be our boss someday, is that it?
Who are you talking to now?
I'm talking to Rory.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, maybe someday he will be.
Who is that again?
That's Rory Schwinn. He's my executive assistant.
Well, David, I got to tell you something. I think you're putting us on with that kid.
Why is that?
Because he sounds, I think he's going, yeah, like that.
Yeah, it sounds like he have a developmental disability.
A developmental... Did you hear that, Rory?
Hey, that was a developmental disability, you.
But are you kidding me?
Look at man, if you're trying to yank my chain or...
I'm not yanking any... You're the guy that was on these very airwaves yesterday saying F... Go ahead. What did he say, Rory?
Fuck you. He said, fuck you.
Yeah. Now, I cannot for the life of me, Phil.
All right, let's just step one thing.
Will you get off of Rory, please?
David, the young man sounds, as Bud said, he sounds as if he may have some disability. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to point that out.
You know, you're very prejudiced, Margaret, for saying that.
Well, why am I prejudiced?
Why do you think she's prejudiced?
Why do you think he's disabled?
Hey, David, give me a break, okay?
What?
Because the young man sounds like he's not forming his words properly.
Hey, Rory, they think you're disabled. Do you think he's disabled?
He sounds as if he's got some difficulty forming words.
You're putting this on and you're doing it to drive it even deeper into Mr. Henry.
Drive it into even deeper into Mr. Henry. You know what they're saying now, Rory? They're saying,
budget.
Don't grab the fog. God damn it, he's slobbered.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, if this is a gag...
I'm listening to you laugh. Yesterday on these airways, and I had to deal with this, you told that guy, F you. You know, you said, you've heard Rory say it, and I won't say it. I'm an executive, okay?
Who gives a damn if you're an executive? You ought to say it, because this other kid's saying it. I think you're mocking that boy.
I'm not mocking... Rory, where'd you graduate?
UCLA.
And what is your degree in?
Broadcast journalism.
Broadcast journalism, okay. And is it a BA, is it a BA or an MA?
I work out my master now.
He's working on his master's.
I think you're lying. I think that kid's an actor then.
You know, Phil,
I think the kid's an actor. I think you're lying, and I think you're doing it, as Bud said, just to stick it in deeper.
Just stick it in deeper. Rory, could you bring your parents on the show tomorrow?
I can't come my mom.
All right. He'll bring his parents on, and if need be, we'll bring the professors on that have been instructing him at UCLA. And if need be, we'll just keep going on and on and on until finally you look like the monkey, and I mean a vine-swinging monkey, from way back that you are, Phil.
And you want to stake your...
What is it with you, anyway?
It just sounds like a gag, that's all. And we apologize.
Yeah, you have to be nice to the people. Did you hear that? You should be...
I swear to God, Hall.
I'm telling you the truth. All right, look, Rory, go in the back and get some... get me, you know those little espresso shots we got?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question.
Hold on for a minute. You remember the espresso shots we got at the market?
Yeah, that's Starbucks.
Yeah, get me... There's four cans that I got. It's in the refrigerator. Get me one of them, okay?
You got a Starbucks?
Yeah, Starbucks. Go on.
You know...
What is it? All of a sudden, I got a guy who's an assistant of mine, and because he doesn't sound the way you think he ought to sound...
David,
it was very, very obvious to us...
No. Let's just call it. Because he doesn't sound the way you people think he ought to sound, you elitists, you effete elitists...
Hall, you've got to admit...
No. I'm not admitting anything. Because he doesn't sound the way you think he ought to sound, now he's developmentally disabled, now he's this and that. Boy, you guys really ought to be ashamed of yourselves. I think it is a sign of the times. And this is exactly what a lot of people are tired of.
All right, if that young man is not disabled, that's just the way that he talks. I got to tell you something. He's in broadcast journalism. Would you hire him?
What is it with you all of a sudden?
There you go.
Yeah, those are the ones. Thank you. What is it with you all of a sudden?
Would you hire that guy?
To do what?
To be on the air.
Yes.
You'd hire that... Let me talk to that young man.
They want to talk to you, Roy.
Hello?
Hi, Roy. This is General Shaw.
Hello, Roy.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Have you ever read the news?
I did. I read the news in Santa Barbara.
In Santa Barbara?
At K-Town.
What is it?
K-Town.
At K-1.
What is K-1?
It's an FM rock station.
Yeah.
You know, you do it.
All right. Thank you very much, Rory. We didn't mean to bother you.
A lot of people will listen to me and they'll say, you know, that he should be on the radio. But a lot of people will listen to you and say that you shouldn't be on it.
Well, now that's truth. There's some truth right there from the mouths of babes. A lot of people listen to the radio think you shouldn't be on it, Phil.
Well, isn't that just wonderful? Okay, good point. Touche.
All right, but you're still not addressing the number one point here. Would you hire that young man to read the news on a radio station?
Yes, I would, absolutely. Take that news copy. All right, read it as if you're doing the news, Rory.
This one here?
Yeah, that one there.
President Obama today said that Obamacare is done with Florida, and it will be erased 10 days. In sports, that Alabama is ruling Clemson right now, 24-31. And the weather's left out, pop.
Get the fuck.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
So you did it again.
I didn't say the whole word.
All right, David, let's not take it off of the focus here.
Hey, the focus is this guy's language. Okay.
All right. I'm Rory. Thanks very much.
I know you don't think I'm a god.
What's that?
I know you think I'm a god. Guess what you did?
Well, you know, and you don't have the guts to say it, Phil.
The guts to say what?
You said to use on the tape.
Yeah. This is what we've got, and ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're listening very carefully. This is the kind of elitist, effete guy that Phil Henry is. This is one of the reasons why it's very difficult, and has been very difficult, to promote and to mainstream this man's act, because he's always running against the tide. He's always looking for something wrong, making fun of people. Shit.
All right, David, there you are with the S word.
I'm sorry.
Yesterday, you said, this is why you said, you're fucky, and you can't.
Thanks very much.
Hey.
All right, so Rory and I are going to... Well, look at this. Rory got a couple of those breakfast bowls from McDonald's. Oh, God, have you had those, Phil?
Yeah, I like the turkey and the...
Yeah, that's great. All right, so Rory and I are going to...
David G. Hall, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, a real asshole.
And for once, I agree with you.
There's something more to that than meets the eye.
I bet Rory Schwinn, he's a pretty good guy.
You know him.
Oh, yeah, met him, very nice man.
And there's nothing...
nothing wrong with a guy.
Dickman, maybe there's something like he did there. Maybe...
You know, like when you rolled the Jeep?
I need that money.
You mean my motorcycle? Yeah, maybe he's just got neurological damage.
No, not that I know of. I asked him, have you ever been in a head-on? He said no. Because I said, you do sound like you've been in a head-on.
That's... You said a mouthful there, man.
You said you made a fart sound.
Yeah, you did. You went...
I gotta get out of here, man.
All right, we'll be right back.
No, take it easy.
God, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry show.
Hey guys, it's Phil Hendry for the Backstage Pass. You know, it's not just the daily podcast that you get access to, not just the pre-show, not just the video cast, not just the behind the scenes on how we put our daily podcast together. You also get 20,000 plus hours of archived Phil Hendry show, classic Phil Hendry radio shows going back many, many years. And when you hear these shows, you'll know what it's all about, what the Phil Hendry brand is all about. It's about great radio. It's about comedy. It's about making you laugh, making you think, making you feel better about your lives, making you get up and get out of the house for the first time in your life, go down to the store, cash a check, do something.
Anyway, folks, you aren't. Anyway, folks, this is Margaret. So make sure you get a Backstage Pass real soon. And along with your Backstage Pass,
you have access to the live streaming shows that we do. Sunday night, we do the show live that drops on Monday. And then on Friday nights, we have the Friday Night Chat where Phil gets together with all the Backstage Pass holders, all of our subscribers, and talks turkey, talks it over, tries to figure out what's what and what's up. Yes, all of that and...
All of that and more on the Phil Hendry Show's Backstage Pass.
Do it today.
Today.
Mart Musil for Mountain Water. Hi, Mart. Mart Musil for Mountain Water. I drink it every day, and I bathe in it, as is recommended, and I have soaked that part of my body, which they've recommended, and guess what? It has thickened, and I'm very happy with it. Mountain Water. It's magic. You can bathe in it, soak body parts in it. And we're talking about ones that are still attached to you, of course, not ones that you've, well. Is that any way to sell water? Of course not. And it's no way to sell anything. Hi, Bruce Hamisham here with the Hamisham Advertising Agency in Hawthorne, California. That's just one of many accounts that we were able to rescue and sell the product properly. The Mountain Water people thank us. If you have a product you want sold by people that sound as if they're sane and they're walking around untethered and unchained and it's legal for them to be outside the bounds of a locked state facility, come on over to the Hamisham Advertising Agency. We'll help you out. It costs, but you can afford it.
Hamisham Advertising, Hawthorne.
Oh, yeah.
Hell is this, man?
This is Public Enemy. Oh, what the hell?
You know that Chuck D follows you on Twitter, Phil. Don't piss him off.
I know Public Enemy's stuff. I just didn't recognize this, the cacophony. Is there something else that's playing or something, bud?
Not that I know of. Not so you'd notice.
All right, well, anyway, thanks a lot, Public Enemy. Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Clemson, Alabama, national championship game, and a renewal of, the game that was played last year. These two teams are the best in the country, and we're going to talk with one of the top Alabama fans of all time, and that is Mark Hinshaw in Tampa, Florida tonight. And Mark, as fate would have it, we had you on the air. You were talking up the Donald Trump campaign, and now you're talking football with us. You're a well-rounded guy.
Well, I certainly hope so, Phil.
So, are you enjoying the game?
Well, as we record this, Phil, as you know, I'm watching the football game. Alabama is leading the game, and there's about 7 minutes left. It's Alabama 24, Clemson 21. By the time this show airs on Tuesday, I suppose we'll all know. I might sound like a real dummy, or maybe Alabama won. But I'm enjoying it. I love Alabama football. I love college football, but particularly Roll Tide football.
Mark, it's Margaret Gray. Now, you are in a sports bar at present?
Yeah, I'm at a sports bar here in Tampa, Florida, and I'm with Iggy Jones. I've got with me Tom O'Bone and Abby Pomerania, and just a number of people who are with the Boosters Club of the Alabama Tide. And we came in here to this sports bar, and I want to report that Erica Sports Bar in Tampa did what we asked, and they did it with not a whole lot of argument.
Now, what did you ask? I understand you've got a front seat. You got a table right at the front, right?
Yeah, well, what we have decided to do, and we have not met with too much resistance, we come into a sports bar. I'm a college graduate, and all the people I'm with are college graduates. And I will go to the sports bar owner when we walk in, and we walk in always wearing our Alabama gear. So they know right away that we've arrived.
What do you mean that you've arrived?
Well, so they know that Alabama fans are in the house, okay? Alabama fans are in the house. So we walk over to the bartender.
Hold on, General, will you?
All right, General, if you got a problem with that...
No, it's all right.
All right.
Although I don't like being challenged by you that way.
Well, look, General...
Hey, just say what you want to say, Mark.
All I'm going to say is we walk into the bar, and I go to the bartender. I say, hi, I'm an Alabama fan, but I'm a college graduate Alabama fan. I went to the school, and so I'd appreciate it if you would allow us that table up front there. Because we feel as the bigger Alabama fans, the people that didn't go there, and certainly people that don't even live in a city or in a state. And some of them will give you pushback, but this one here, he said it was all right.
Now, did you have to kick anybody off the seat?
Hold on for a minute, will you, General?
All right, did the General get information?
Yeah, he did. Because he heard some people called in.
We had a couple of calls from some disgruntled people.
All right, let me tell you something, General.
Because I personally think that is the rudest thing.
Let me just tell you this. I went to the bartender, who also manages the place. I said, I'm an Alabama graduate, and I went to Alabama, which makes me a bigger fan than anybody here. And he said, you're right. And
he said, you're right. Just caved like that, huh?
It's not, I don't call it caving. He just said, you know what, you're right. And went over and told the people that were sitting there to move to a couple of other tables.
Yeah, they were tables in the back, weren't they?
Unfortunately, yeah. But that is the price you pay when you see at the door. If you turn around any sports bar...
Wait a minute. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Turn around any sports bar...
I don't mean to interrupt you, but wait. You walked in, you went to the bartender, who was the manager, you said, we are Alabama graduates.
Right, we went to Alabama.
All right, so that's the linchpin right there.
Well, who cares?
I'll tell you what...
You dig it, because you graduated from there?
I tell you what, I think that makes us... A more significant fan of Alabama football, especially in Tampa, Florida, for God's sake. Who in Tampa, Florida...
There might be some Alabama graduates down there.
All right, well, then let them step up to the plate. What we are asking people to do, whenever the Roll Tide is on television, when you see the Alabama football team on TV, and you're in a public place like a sports bar, turn and look toward the door. Always turn and look toward the door. If you see... 4 or 5 men standing there with their hands in their pockets wearing very dark, rich red Alabama jackets, then you know what needs to be done, and that is if you're on a front table...
All right, you're telling me...
No, Phil, yes, I am telling you.
That people need to move to the back and you guys sit in the front.
That is right. Now, if you don't just hear me out here for a minute...
Talk about his feet.
If you just hear me out for a minute... We're not trying to make things uncomfortable for people.
Oh, no, not too much. Well, tell people to move.
Well, hold on. We're not trying to make things uncomfortable for people. We're trying to make things comfortable for the Alabama fan. I don't think it's too much to ask.
Well, how successful have you been? You know, lately we've had people on this show where I think people are putting me on.
Well, I heard the last man you had on your program there with that young man who sounded as if he'd... I don't know what. It sounded like he put a shotgun in his mouth.
All right. Never mind that.
It was very sad.
Never mind that. But I got to tell you, your story here of walking into a bar and telling the guy you want the front row...
is absolutely true, because we have found that as graduates of the school, as people that put money into the school, as people that partook of the Alabama education, the outstanding education you get at the University of Alabama, as people who were supporters of the school athletic programs, we go to the bartenders very respectfully and we say, would you move all of them off of that table?
Now, what if the guy says no?
If he says no, then we say, all right, that's fine. Is that your final answer? They say, yeah. And we'll say, all right, well, we'll leave, we'll go find another bar. And most of them will say, all right, sometimes they feel bad, and they say, no, hold up, you know.
Well, what do you mean, feel bad? If I was the bartender and you guys said you wanted a front table...
Well, I know what you'd say, General.
No, hold on. I'd say, no, you may not. And then you guys would say, okay, well, I guess we're going to leave. You're waiting for me to feel bad. Brother, you're going to be waiting a long time.
I said some of them are going to feel bad, but most of them understand the logic of it. And that's why we're asking, turn and look toward the door. Most bartenders are going to go ahead and let you sit up front, because the clientele has already turned and looked toward the door and have seen four or five big dudes in red jackets.
What do you mean, big dude? What does this mean, big? General, let me do this, okay?
Well, it sounds intimidating. It sounds like you are trying to intimidate people with your physical size.
No. What we're saying is Alabama's in town. Here we are. Look toward the door. Look toward the door, and you'll see four or five pretty big dudes in red jackets, red roll-to Alabama jackets, and you'll say, all right, they're here. Now we got a choice to make.
Yeah, bullshit.
Oh, my God, did you hear that language? Hey, Phil, I'm here. I'm standing right here with Mark.
What a phony baloney.
I'm in L.A., Phil. I'm not in Tampa. This was all a test. Let me do it, will you? You told me I could do it. Let me do it. Phil, yes, it was a test, okay? To see how you'd react to Mark Hinshaw saying something so outrageous that, you know, you'd say bullshit. Actually, he said it, so give me the phone back, man. We are in L.A., Phil. I don't take back anything I've said about Roll Tide.
Hold on for a minute. I'm going to leave this program right now. Just stop talking.
Wait.
Stop talking.
What's he doing?
Stop talking, David. Everything you've been saying to me here, Mark, you're in L.A.?
You're in Temple City. Hold on, he's talking to me now. Hold on.
That's right. So you hooked up with David to find out how I'd react to you saying bullshit?
Yeah, because David told me you said, look at Rory's here. Got this kid here, weird looking kid.
What's he look like?
Well, he's got a flat top, he's got freckles, he's carrying a skateboard.
You told me.
Yeah, see?
Why don't you take it and jam it, man? Jam it deep.
I'm telling you, Phil, watch the language.
Go ahead.
All right, Phil. He's leaving now. He's leaving with that Rory kid.
What does that Rory kid look like?
He's got a flat top, freckles across his face. He's got a striped shirt, Ked sneakers, and a skateboard.
What is this, 1961 or so? How old is the kid?
He can't be much more than 12 or 13. But apparently he's a college graduate. See you later. Rory, see you later.
There you are.
Yes, I am in L.A., Phil, but everything else holds. When you turn toward the door...
Yes, we know. Turn toward the door, and you'll see four big dudes in red jackets. You know what I do? I'd stick the middle finger right up in the air and say, hey, guys, hey, you see me? See this table I'm at? I'm right here in front of the TV set. Yeah. Well, I can't say as I disagree.
Well, all right. So, in other words, you want to start a fight. Is that it?
What does that mean?
Anybody flip me on. You try to tell me I'm not about to walk over there and say, take that back? Go ahead and put that back in your pocket or say goodbye to it?
What are you trying to say anyway?
If you flip me off, you toss me a bone. You talking about tossing me a bone?
You know, I'll tell you...
Are you talking about tossing me a bone?
Yes, he's telling you he's tossing you a bone.
What does that mean, toss a bone?
Need to flip him off.
Yeah, I'm tossing you a bone.
All right, you're tossing me a bone. What does that mean? You're pulling it out of your pants and waving it around?
What the...
You heard what I said, Hinshaw.
I'm tossing you a bone, and you're telling me you come over and kick my ass.
That's exactly what I'm telling you, yeah.
Boy, that hurts. I'm trying to help Mr. Henry here.
Hey, the next time I have you on my show, Hinshaw, make sure you are where you say you are.
Hinshaw? You're doing the last name thing.
Yes, I am. I'm doing the last name thing.
Hey, Mr. Hall. Oh, he's gone now. Mr. Henry.
Get Mr. Hall to help you.
Don't get David Hall to bail you out. What you're telling Phil is a story so preposterous that even if David Hall is there, you're in L.A., you're someplace else, you've only hurt your credibility.
Why is that?
Because you're sitting there telling us a load of crap, then you're sitting there with Dave. Look, I'll tell you this, and you just, you know, Mark, take this to the bank, all right? If you go into a bar, whether you're standing at the door with your red jackets and turn toward the door...
That's the name of the campaign that we're on. It's called Turn Toward the Door. And when you see the red roll-tied jacket, start clearing those front tables.
Bullshit.
Oh, man. He said the BS word, but you're giving me...
I'm giving you a hard time, not because you said that, but because you were sitting there in a bar. Where are you? You're in Temple City.
Yeah, for the 18th time.
With David Hall... And you're not in Tampa.
No, I'm not in Tampa. I can watch the game any place I want to. Now I'm looking at the score. Clemson just went ahead. God damn it.
Can't hang up.
Fuck. I'm sitting here pulling it with you, and with 4.5 minutes left, Clemson went ahead.
Well, Alabama's got the football.
Yeah, Alabama.
Turn toward the door. And when you see the guys in the red jacket...
Hey, don't start doing that, man, okay? I'm here. I'm literally watching my team losing. Because I helped out this clown, David Hall.
Well, I wouldn't say Alabama's losing because you helped out that clown, David Hall, but I will tell you this. Your credibility on this show is shot to hell.
Why? But just because I was helping him out to find out who's using all the dirty language on your show? because I said the the BS word.
Watch your language.
I said the BS word to see how Mr. Henry reacted to that.
And you're not in Tampa, and you're in Temple City, and you're still rooting for the... So what is it? You're sitting at the front table?
I'm at a front table right here, yeah. Because I walked in with four guys, looked toward the door.
You know what? You look toward the door. You know what you're going to see? You're going to see me standing there pointing at my rear end and going, yee!
What a baby.
That's me. Mark Henshaw has been our guest.
Well, I said that when you look toward the door and you see the Alabama jacket, just shag your ass off that front table and let real men come in and
sit down and watch the game. All right, yeah, right now it's 28-24 as we are doing this show the night before it's dropping on Tuesday. We're watching the national championship game. There's Alabama just completing the pass to the 40-yard line.
Russell, you should do the play-by-play here.
Yes, Jenny, they'll be bitching.
No, I'm not doing any play-by-play. Thank you very much.
David Hall, it's over here on line three.
So you put this guy up to that?
Let me just say one thing, okay?
You put this guy up to that?
Let me say one thing, okay? When it comes to creating an environment for all of my announcers and creative talent to make sure they don't go over the line, but at the same time, do their very best work, I'm one of the top guys in the business. Now, that Henshaw, I had him come on and pretend like he was someplace else because I wanted to see whether you guys had the control that I need out of that radio show. You passed the test. I didn't hear one of you say, fuck. I didn't.
David G. Hall, folks.
What an idiot.
You're totally. No. David.
Is that him?
Yeah.
What are you doing? David, tell you what.
I'm sorry I said fuck it.
Get out of here, will you?
Yeah, he swears to God he won't do it. He swears to God he won't do it.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm sorry. I'm trying to say that when Henshaw came on to try to throw you off balance...
There's nothing you can say, man. Next time, just play it straight, okay?
Play it straight?
Not as in sexual orientation. We know you're straight.
All right, okay. I just thought you...
No, play it straight as in on it. Boy, what a dope.
I'm a dope now. You don't like anybody using dirty words. You call me a dope? You got some kind of guts on you.
Oh, yeah, that's a really filthy word.
Well, to a guy like me, you know, if I were...
Yeah, all right, David, have fun.
Hey, where are you, Rory?
Downtown.
Yeah, Rory wants to say goodnight to you, Phil. It's just a...
Thanks a lot, David. You know what? I'll be lucky, and you'll be lucky, and we'll all be lucky if you're still on the air tomorrow. Now we'll be here. Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me. Blame me. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved here, and Alabama's just scored again, 31-28. As we're, you know, as I said, we're recording the show here. Is Mark Henshaw?
Mark Henshaw, the line, yeah.
Say that again, bud. Yeah, Mark.
Did you see that, man? They scored. 31-28. Roll Tide. I love it so much.